Pastor Mark, we have a question here from Caleb, and he asks, what do we do when we feel distant and dry in our relationship from Jesus?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Caleb. And first of all, let me say that if you're experiencing this in your life, it's very normal. I think a lot of people think as believers that they should never have a dry time and that everything is always on top of the world and perfect, but that's not the case. This happens to every believer from time to time. And in their walk with God, even David in the Psalms talked about in a dry and thirsty land and all these things where he himself experienced these things. And he was a man after God's own heart, a man that God filled with the Spirit and used to write the Psalms and live this amazing life for God. So you're not unusual in that. Don't think you're all alone. I mean, I'm a pastor and I've been through times of dryness as well. And I'd like to list maybe a few reasons for you as to why that can happen. And I'm not saying that any one of these reasons is necessarily what you're in. You'll have to determine that. But I think it's important that you know there are different reasons for dryness in the believer's life. One reason, and this one can be fixed very quickly. The first reason I would point out is that you might be living in sin. Now, that sounds basic. Well, my life's bad because I'm living in sin. Well, you may not be. You may be doing great. Just because you're having a dry time doesn't mean there's sin. I want to be clear on that. But sometimes we are living in a state of sin, something we know that God doesn't approve of, something we know that is not right. And so what it does is, the Bible says it grieves the Spirit of God. And so as God's Spirit is grieved, there's more and more distance between us and the Lord. And because of that, we find dryness. You know, the Spirit begins to dry up in us, and it's not as lively in our life. That is a true, legitimate reason that can happen. But again, that is not always the reason. That is sometimes the reason. If it is, it's very simple to deal with. Confess it, repent of it, and get your heart right with God again. There's a second reason, though, that oftentimes happens where God actually allows dryness in the believer's life in order to test us and to expose what's in our heart. Now, think about that. God wants to know what's in our heart. Now, he knows what's in our heart, but he wants us to know what's in our heart. And oftentimes, it's the dryness that drives out the truth of our own heart. And that is, God wants us to know, will we only love him when it feels good, or will we love God when it doesn't feel good as well? I think of Job when he was going through his trial. Job said to his wife, he said, should we accept blessing of the Lord and not accept adversity? You know, sometimes things feel good, sometimes they don't. He's still God. He still loves me. And so I still want to receive this and hold on to this. And God wants us to prove that love apart from feelings. I think we attach love to feelings, and we attach a lot of things to feelings. And that's something I think we all struggle with. We have to lay those feelings down and say, Lord, I'm going to go by what your word says and not by what my emotions are. Because God wants us to develop a relationship that's based on commitment and choice, not feelings and emotions. So I guess you would say a commitment that is based on for better or for worse, you know, a lot like the vows of a marriage. You know, I'm in this thing for better or for worse. Are we that way with the Lord, or are we just in it for better or for better? So God will allow a dry time in your life to find out, are you still going to love me? Are you still going to love me even though it's dry? It's interesting. I'll give you an example of this from Scripture. King Hezekiah was one of the greatest kings in Israel's history. A king that honored God, that loved God, a king that saw God do amazing things in his life. And right after King Hezekiah had seen a great victory against the Assyrian army as they surrounded the nation of Israel, God supernaturally intervened, sent an angel to destroy 185,000 of the Assyrians in one night. You know, the King Hezekiah is rejoicing in the Lord. He's filled with joy. He's filled with just the love of God and the excitement of God. But then God says something very interesting right after that event in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 27 through verse 30. Listen to what it says. It says, Hezekiah had very great riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries of silver, gold, and precious stones for spices, shields, and all kinds of desirable items, storehouses for the harvest of grain, wine, and oil, and stalls for all kinds of livestock, and folds for flocks. Moreover, he provided cities for himself and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him very much property. So God not only gave him great victory over the Assyrians, God had blessed him financially and in all these belongings. But notice what happens. It says, this same Hezekiah also stopped up the water outlet of Upper Gihon and brought the water by tunnel to the west side of the city of David, and Hezekiah prospered in all his works. However, regarding the ambassadors and princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him, and notice why, in order to test him that he might know all that was in his heart. Isn't that interesting? In other words, God sent a God-ordained dry time into this faithful King Hezekiah's life. There was no sin issue. Faithful King Hezekiah, because God wanted Hezekiah to know where his heart was and wanted Hezekiah to see it and for God to see it as well, for it to be exposed. So notice God actually withdrew, causing the dry time to expose this event in his life, even as God did in Job's life, as we already mentioned earlier. And so a second reason you may be experiencing a dry time is God wants you to see what's in your own heart. And again, to see, will you love me even when things aren't as good as you wish they were? Now, what's the third reason? The last reason I want to share with you has nothing to do with sin or nothing to do with withdrawing of the heart, if you will, but it has to do with God teaching us how to keep that constant connection to God and be filled with the Spirit. David speaks about this in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Notice what David says. He says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord." Note this. "And he meditates in it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Now notice this. David relates the life and walk of the believer to a tree planted by rivers of water. And why is this such a great analogy when we talk about going through dry times? Because without water, as you know, a tree can't survive. It will shrivel up and die. I just found this out the hard way. Planted a new, beautiful, expensive tree in my yard, and I didn't water it enough, and I just found out 2 days ago it's dead. So not only did it cost me a lot of money, but now I've got to dig it up, plant another tree, and the whole process. Why? It didn't have enough water. See, if a tree is planted by water, like in this psalm, especially by a lot of water, it can live even through the driest of times. So if you're going through a dry time and you're planted by the water of God's word, that's his point. If you're spending time in God's word and planted in the water of God's word, then even when there's no rain, spiritual rain going on, your roots can get to the water. Now, what's interesting about this as well is that science tells us that when trees lack rain, their roots will naturally begin to grow and stretch out looking for water underground in other places. So if we're planted by the word of God, the Bible says the word of God is living water. If we plant ourselves day and night, as he talked about in that psalm, he says, you meditate day and night in the word, same thing until Joshua. As we're planted in the word of God day and night, what happens? Even when there's not the rain from heaven, so to speak, coming upon us, for whatever the reason, the God-ordained dry time or whatever God's sending us through, our roots will grow deeper and deeper and deeper, searching for life. So what it does is it produces a more mature, well-rounded believer with deeper roots, unable to be shaken or pulled up easily, and you'll also find that refreshment in that water that is nearby. Here's the bottom line point. He says this, you're going through dry times, here's how you prepare yourself. Be in the Word of God, the water of the Word, the Bible calls it, day and night. Be planted by it. Don't leave it. Don't leave your quiet time. Every day, spend time in the Word. Every night, maybe read a chapter. Time in the Word. Notice he said day and night. So even if you're going through the dry time, stay faithful to be planted by the water of the Word on a regular basis. And if you do that, the Bible says that you will not only endure the dry times, you will thrive in them, you'll come out stronger, and you're going to see God's purpose in his life in making you more like Jesus Christ. So I hope these have answered your questions. I hope this ministered to your heart and lifted you up in just the things of the Lord. And God is the answer in running to the Word of God. I know that he'll show you as you cry out to him, say, Lord, which one of these is it through my dry time? Lead me in that, and God will show you, and he will send refreshment. Matter of fact, it says, God will send refreshment from the Lord as we cry out to him, Acts 3:19. So God bless you, and I hope this has been a blessing.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. And if you'd like to hear more of Pastor Mark's teachings from God's Word, check out PastorMarkKirk.com. You can send us any question you've got about the Bible, Christian life, or current events by emailing Pastor Mark directly at AskPastorMark@CalvaryKnoxville.org. That's AskPastorMark@CalvaryKnoxville.org. Until next time, Keep asking those questions while you keep seeking Jesus.